Malaysia's former armed forces chief has been charged with abuse of power, graft and criminal breach of trust. Mohamed Nizam Jaafar has pled not guilty to all the charges. The case is part of a sweeping high-profile graft probe into military procurement that has also implicated other senior officers. Nizam arrived at the Kuala Lumpur court earlier this morning. He faces two counts of abuse of power, one count of graft and another for criminal breach of trust. The court set a bail of $44,000 and ordered him to surrender his passport. Meanwhile, former Army Chief Hafiz Udain Jantan was back in court a day after pleading not guilty to four counts of money laundering. He appeared at the Shah Alam Court in Selangor, where he faced two additional money laundering charges. He's accused of receiving illicit funds between February 2024 and June last year. About $500,000 was found in his bank accounts. CNA's senior correspondent Melissa Goh has more details on the charges against the former armed forces chief.
Well, Nizam Jaafar, who rose to the chop job of the military in January last year, is due for retirement later this year when he turns 60. Now, he was clad in dark suit and a red tie. He smiled and greeted the court staff when he arrived this morning, accompanied by the Anti-Corruption Commission officers. Now, he's accused of abusing his position as former Assistant Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces back in 2024 when he chaired the Military Welfare Fund and awarded contracts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, including for festive hampers, for goodie bags, for army backpacks and so on, and received kickbacks or gratification amounting to about $190,000. Now, he's also accused of having committed criminal breach of trust by investing over $740,000 from the fund without prior consent. Now, he's also pleaded not guilty and claimed trial for all the four charges, including CBT and abuse of power. He hoped to clear his name, he said, and he's confident that the armed forces will rise from the ashes.
An anti-corruption and human rights lawyer we spoke with says concerns of graft in military procurement aren't new in Malaysia.
It has been a concern for a very long time. But this is also the first time that a former chief, the army chief himself, has been actually charged for money laundering. The king himself, at the opening of parliament, had said very distinctly that this is just the tip of the iceberg. And as the Chinese saying goes, the fish always rots from the top. So we are actually just skinning and cutting through the very surface of what could be a much, much bigger problem. I hope that this would be the starting point of something that we can see a much bigger dig into armed forces procurement corruption. Before this defense scandal came about, there have been several other very high-profile scandals. We've had no less than three or four former prime ministers also being charged for corruption. And this is very embarrassing for Malaysia's track record. So we've had former Prime Minister Ismail Sabri charged for actually misusing and misappropriating funds for his Keluarga Malaysia project, leading up to about 137 million stolen funds. The corruption scandals have been at the highest levels, and it actually points to very major structural effects that needs to be reformed and changed by the current government if they are really very serious about corruption.